Blackstone Audio presents Stone Cove Island by Suzanne Myers. This book is read by Georgina Marie. For my mother, who always thought I should be a writer. Prologue. What happened to Bess? It was my fault that she was murdered. The night Bess died, she left the bar at the marina late. She would have had a couple of drinks, not enough to get drunk. She would have danced, maybe with Jimmy, maybe with Nate, maybe with an older guy we didn't know. She would have walked home alone. Unless I was sleeping over, she always went home alone. She was mad at me that night. I knew that. But I couldn't help it. I couldn't go out. I got into bed early but couldn't sleep. My skin was itching and my ears were ringing. I was probably still awake while it was happening. Bess always told me to snap out of it, that it was just one of my moods and I needed to get hold of myself. But when I looked in the mirror, I saw black hollows that should have been my eyes. My skin was puffed and pale. I was so ugly. I couldn't stand the idea of people looking at me. I needed to be alone, where no one could see me. So I couldn't go to the slip with Bess. The slip was our diviest bar, and not the atmospheric kind of divey. There were wobbly plastic deck chairs, sticky folding poker tables. The finish on the floor had worn off, replaced with a year's deep varnish of soaked-in beer. Someone